What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Go loud.
Tell them you had a nap there yesterday. How many guests did you woke when you woke up?
That was some nap.
I actually wanted to speak about this. I woke up from a 2-hour nap yesterday. It was 2 hours the dot.
You sent a message at 12 o'clock and then you sent one at 6 o'clock and said, I've just gone for a nap.
No, do you know, I actually was watching something else though. But I had a 2 hours on the dot nap. And I woke up and we were booked up for Christmas. So I said, what is that? Obviously, I must be getting in the way, booking guests here or something. Whereas I must be the problem. We
really?
Booked in 12 guests.
190 episodes, only realizing this now. And you know what? If you had your say, we'd be on 140 episodes. You'd have to delete them.
Yeah, we'd be able to delete a couple.
But yeah. Do you know what? It got to a stage where I was like, Owen, if this person says yeah, like, I don't know where we're going to fit them in. Send a message to people hoping they say no.
Yeah, no, boys, I have to give it to you. It was really, I don't know what happened yesterday, but there was guests coming out of the cracks in the walls, boys.
Good ones too.
Yeah, really good
in
guests
next
coming
week,
up.
I'm going to spend more time in my county house than my own house.
Yeah, true, yeah.
Some weeks you can't find...
Mad, isn't
you couldn't even get one of your brothers to come in here.
Yeah,
you can't find anyone.
A family member.
Feast or famine.
But then yesterday, 48 guests just came out of woodwork. So like, right, we're turning guests down.
And then you have some cunts letting you down last minute as well.
Yeah.
Got a lot of messages about owls in the last couple of days as well.
That's not.
We got a couple of interesting owl emails. They were mopping
it. Yeah.
No, I have one I want to just talk because you're going to enjoy this. You're going to enjoy it. I promise you. If you don't enjoy it, I'll stay quiet for the rest of the episode.
We're not talking about us, no.
Yeah, it's great the way we can just put bans on things, isn't it?
And then Owen still talks about it, then like, well, we're not allowed to talk about this. Like, you're speaking.
I don't know what I'm banning. First question, I don't look, I'm banning it. Off the bat.
So,
I thought they don't like a question.
No,
it's that we're boring people.
Funny is that? How funny was that joke in that episode? And you're like, right, we're banning that. And I'm like, I'm with you on that. And then a minute later, you start bringing up fishes, and you're like, who brought up animals? I was like,
Noah's Ark over there.
A man put a ban on it 8 minutes ago.
Do you remember you were talking about conspiracy theories
and
about the podcast? People do think that we're censored in Go Loud.
Oh, yeah.
You're not allowed to talk about certain topics.
But that's a funny
one. Legit being censored now. Like, it's proof.
Actually,
it's proof is here. You're not allowed to talk about Crips or animals or films.
I'm actually surprised that one. Well, it's not. It's like a couple of people have said it before. Yeah, you're not allowed to say what you want. You're like,
but you're not allowed to talk about this topic and all.
Yeah.
And people will be like, oh, and this is what it is, Calvin. You can't talk about this because you'd be demonetized. And be like, what are you on about?
Like, we can put anything we want out there.
I wouldn't trust you to book a holiday, but yet you know how my podcast runs.
Like, you can put whatever you can say whatever I want in here. Now, the repercussions will be the repercussions.
Yeah.
But there's no one stopping me. I'll put
I don't think we've ever been stopped talking about something that we want to talk about.
What do you mean you don't think?
I don't, I'm trying to remember a time. Has anyone ever came and said, don't talk about that?
The only person that's ever done that with me is you. You went back and said, don't know if we should go there. And I went, all right.
But I mean, anything we haven't spoke about is because we don't want to speak about.
Which is this. I don't know even what we didn't speak about because I feel like we've touched on fucking everything.
Right. Terrence, do you know what else I only copped on? Do you ever notice when someone's sick, like, you could be talking in a group and you'd be like, I'm late. I'd say something like, yeah, there's something going around. There's always something going around. No matter what time of the year it is.
Nah, there is.
Always someone going around.
There is this kind of seasonal things for sickness, isn't
it? It could be the 1st of June and I could say to someone in a group chat, fucking dying sick. Someone will write back, yeah, something going around.
Yeah.
I think that's a fact.
No, I agree with you that people say that, but there is, like, I haven't heard of anyone with a vomiting bug in a while, right, boys? I haven't had one in years.
There is seasonal flus, I know that, but I mean, no matter what season it is or what time it is, there's 365 days in the year. No matter what one of them you pick and you say you're not well, someone will reply, there's something going on.
Yeah, yeah.
There's always bugs.
Is that an Irish thing, boys? Yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it is. I was like, what are you talking about? Like, it's 25 degrees out, you mad cunt.
Yeah. But that yoke just began round.
What yoke?
That your eyes and all swell up, on.
Hay fever.
Hay fever, yeah.
It's hiding. Hiding, yeah, your eyes swell up, yeah. That yoke's began round, yeah. Terence, when you own money.
I know people who get the old big black eyes over yeah. there.
Childish, isn't it?
The big swollen eyes and all. You're like, what happened
Childish.
To you?
Yeah. Childish, Terry. Grow up. What? Oh, yeah, you can't grow up because the flowers are sneezing. All right, grand. The flowers are dictating your life. Grow up, pal.
Oh, this Fuck. Is a little.
Oh. On last week's episode, we were talking about owls, yeah? And I got a few messages. I know I'm not
out. And we all put a ban. We all agreed. Oh, and you put it out there. Put an animal ban on straight away. I fully agreed, stood with you.
Just give me 30 seconds, bro.
Go on.
We've got a lot of messages. One fella said, does owls... In this part of the country, I even knocked one down with my van. And I was like, yeah, so there's none left now because you killed it. And then another one said, we had an owl that used to live in our neighbour's garden. And we called him Owl Owl Cool J.
I like owl. No, I'm having it.
Yep.
It's short and sweet.
I like
it's
that.
It's not a story.
Owl Owl Cool J, no?
Owl,
and I thought you'd like that because Owl Owl Cool J is in Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah, bro.
Do you know what I mean? Do you like that, bro? I was like,
there's a hype I like the way I've seen it.
Your little nephew Terrence and enjoy that little fact.
Full circle moments on the podcast. You make me happy.
They're very wholesome, aren't they? You make me happy.
I'm not
Terrence
well,
over there doing.
Any questions?
Right, Karen says, Terrence, I've seen you at UB40 in the RDS.
Good old Velvet. Karen.
You're a lot taller than I thought.
Whoa.
Who is he flirting with?
Well, Karen's nowhere near finished.
Oh, fuck.
She says, looking good too.
Rare.
A winky face.
Whoa.
Now, Karen wants to know, her question for you, Terrence, is cowboy boots are all in at the minute.
Yeah.
Every second female person had them on at that gig. Did they give you Texas vibes?
No, thankfully.
No.
But I spotted from a mile away that I was looking at. I was going, if there's a cactus in the middle of this room, we'll be gone. Because I was getting all the vibes. I thought people were onto something that really wasn't. Do you get me? Cowboy boots were everywhere. Boys, can we talk about UB40 for a minute?
Sure.
Fuck me, what a gig, boys. And one of the best gigs I was ever at on.
Yeah.
Amazing. Didn't know most of the songs. And it was amazing. And then sang every single song full, except for Red Red Wine.
Did he?
Cut that, like, after about 30 seconds or a minute. Mad confused leaving the place. I was like, genuinely one of the best gigs I was ever at. Like, as it was going on, I was like, this is fucking lethal. Your man's about 70.
Yeah.
Pair of TNs on him, just two-stepping up there. And the women, whoa. They weren't into him, bro. Yeah. As often,
they were attracted to him.
Yeah, bro. He's countless, they. Pair of jeans and a pair of TNs, and he's just two-stepping. And the women love
him. They are English, aren't they?
Yep.
Yeah. Think he's from, like, a set of flats in Birmingham or something. Yeah, man was running amok. He was little, boys. He was a little guy. But Red Red Wine got cut short. Somebody reach out.
Think Kingston Town?
Yeah, that was.
That's my favourite song. Yeah? Would you have that? Favourite UB40 song? Have we now talked about songs? Come here.
If you can talk about, you know, a few songs instead of every song.
Yeah. Do you know what I've noticed?
Do you know what, Owen? I think we're all correct. If we just take a majority vote on banning things. So remember you asked for contacts in our phone and he named every contact in his phone.
So remember I didn't. I actually skipped a lot.
He just kept going through contacts and you were like, Calvin, what are you...
It's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Why are you going through? I remember sitting there going, why is he just saying, like, Vanessa, Jacinta, Siobhan.
Vanessa, my ma's name. Do you think I have my ma's name saved down as a name? Tell us who really wrote that email.
Just Karen.
Carden. And we usually give the old Cardens a little bit of stick. Like, and
what did I guess say there just before we left and I stood up?
Ah, look at me. Do you know what? He's one of them 10 or 8, 11 or 8 sound. I swear.
I'm just
God.
A man who likes to assert facts and maybe a bit of dominance.
Yeah, said,
I stood up and he said to me, he goes, geez, you're much taller than I thought you'd be.
Yeah,
you
know what he mean? Did say that.
Tom Round saying Terrence is tall.
He didn't say it.
That's how I know she's not in the right state of mind. She didn't send that email.
Well, I mean, we don't know how tall she thought Terrence was.
Yeah.
If he's just seen Terrence.
Imagine how tall she think I'd be.
If she's just seen pictures of Terrence, maybe she thought he was 5'2".
Boys, it.
Tumble.
So see all this, right? I thought this was all a joke, no?
No.
You was a deadly serious. You was thinking I'm small.
Well, like...
Lying back.
Compared to me and Owen.
Oh, God.
You're the smallest person in this room, bro.
That's not true.
You're taller than Owen?
Yeah.
Can you...
No, you're not.
Stand up.
I'm working here.
Oh, and what are we doing? I'll run commentary on this. Terrence is standing behind that one.
Stand next to me there. Yeah, taller. Who was taller?
You were.
Thank you.
Well, oh, wait, you
set the sentence. No, Owen hasn't stood up and Darren's getting paranoid now.
Sit down, will you? Right,
no, what else, Owen? No one knows what you look like.
Yeah, good.
This mystery that everyone has as well. And do you know what's funny? When you put the clips out of this, it's only me and you. And like, we're looking at Owen and we're talking, yeah, but he doesn't put himself in it.
Don't need to.
He's a private man. Remember, I only found out 2 weeks ago that he drives and he went to Japan. And he fought a war. Yeah. Yeah. Against the blade Babylonians.
He's just picking anything from this podcast. Yeah. Previous.
Pulled out a few.
Yeah. And he can't hold his breath for more than 2 minutes.
All right.
Oh, boys. Can't say it because it's rude of me. Because McGinty texted me and I forgot to text him back.
Text me as well. He said, John McGuckin's better than you.
Yeah.
That's what he said. I think that was out of spite, though. I don't think he meant it.
No,
I don't. You know when you get angry and you say things you don't mean? That's what I think that was.
I'm going to text him now in a minute and I'm going to set a date for him to come over and I'm going to be waiting outside with a holy and I'm going to whip him around.
Going to leave him like he has hay fever.
McGilty, bro. Imagine the content if I come in here the next day. Did I got nicknamed by what?
Oh, you caught on Monday.
If I tell you, yeah. Would go loud, let the blame podcast go, like, if I don't tell you if I paint McGilty with a holy. Like, would they cut you? Oh, would they go, hey, imagine the content when he gets out. What a story.
I mean, I'll video call him in the joy. You're not allowed to do that.
You can do whatever you want, yeah.
Don't you do that with some in America? Isn't there prisoners doing like podcasts over the phone?
There is some.
That's mental, isn't it, when you think about it?
Making a murder, Stephen Avery's on the blow off of the whole thing.
Yeah, but that's him just giving an interview, whereas those legit fellas doing podcasts being like, oh, you have to come in at Monday at 8 o'clock, we're going to record an episode.
Like, your man's like, King of Tato. Yeah, they're doing life. Start doing push-ups. Gosh, someone will whip you up fast. You can't sleep in there, though.
America is gas, isn't it?
There's no time for zingers in there, bro. You better start banging push-ups and pull-ups out fast. Ba-boom!
How did we get here?
I don't know.
It's Terrence.
Yeah.
You all right?
No.
Yeah, in America, someplace, isn't it? Like, just the contrast, the prison system. Like, there's fellas locked up doing life, doing podcasts in prison in America. What a time to be alive. Like, do you know what I mean?
It's mad.
What happens here? You've leading Enoch Boker standing outside the school over here, and everyone's like, fuck's sake, that's still going on. There's a fella who murdered 3 people on a weekly podcast, and people are tuning in. What are you on about? Like, but what a country we live in. I love that we actually don't take ourselves so serious over here. We have like a nice level of cop on. Whereas America, like, Jesus, they're gone. They're down the road. You know what I mean? We haven't even got in the car yet. Like,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Next question.
I'm delirious.
McGinty.
McGinty!
There was some rev on that thing.
Yeah.
McGinty says, hi, lads. Still very cordial and polite despite last week's insults.
Yeah. Now look,
he's the bigger man.
I'm gonna put it out
sure
there.
Who isn't?
Nah, bang out of order.
He's been doing you dirty. I've never seen Owen like this before. He's fist pumping the air.
Boys, bang out of order.
He's pink in the face laughing. Look, he's delighted. Oh my god, I wish everyone could have seen that reaction. So uncharacteristic of Owen as well. I can't believe he's had to do that.
And it's a great one as well. It's one that I have to just take. You know, what's the point of responding? You lost.
It was the look on your face.
Yeah, it was excellent.
That's what I was laughing.
No, Owen, it was excellent.
Well, and that's the thing about betrayal, Teddy. It always comes from someone you don't expect.
Your own blade blood.
Okay.
Owen, that was a winner, by the way.
Thank you. McGinty says,
back to professional, Owen. Thank you. Yeah, moving on.
If you were to bring out your own set of top Trump cards, what would you have the cards based on? And what stats would you have on the cards? McGinty's choice would be breakfast rolls from different delis.
Great show.
Brilliant.
Oh, that goes as 99.
So say you have...
Apologise to the man, please.
No, McGinty, I actually wanted to do that before and Owen licked me like a stamp. McGinty, I apologise.
And you could write it on like toppings alone could be one, and then you could go into the toppings.
Oh, the pub. So like, no,
do they offer? I don't know. Yeah. No, I don't like the beans idea. Don't like that, but I like the fact that it's an option.
Mm.
I like the variety. So toppings and decos would be 10, and then you could say like the pudding 11 out of 10. You know what I mean? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then the roll itself. General.
Yeah. Bread, pudding. You probably couldn't go to every topping. Maybe you could. Presentation, construction, all these things matter.
I like how you order with the checklist.
That's true too, yeah.
Goes.
Yeah, I like the way they give you the checklist to go through yourself.
Price.
Price, yeah. It's
very good.
All these.
Hospitality.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, the service is off the charts.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry.
No, I'm not banning the lack.
No, you can't ban decos. I want to stay on that topic because breakfast rolls is a good topic. I'm trying to think as well, what else could you pick? I'd pick areas of Dublin. But
oh shit, bro.
But based off collecting.
Oh, that as well, yeah. I was gonna say fashion, not fashion.
Oh, you could do that. I was just gonna go who are the best collectors, but that could be a category. So you could say like Sharava, the Diamond, Liberty House, and then
areas of Dublin.
Yeah.
Areas of Dublin.
No, that's what I thought we were getting at. No, I think areas of Dublin now.
Yeah.
But he's just listed off areas in Dublin 1.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because I just thought collecting, and that's who he used
that's to
collect
against. That's
all he knows. That's because you two just think the whole world is Dublin 1.
Well,
that's a bit harsh.
Yeah.
It's... All right. Coolock. Arthane.
Thank you.
Darndale.
Holt.
Sutton. Baldoyle.
You feel better now?
No. So, fashion world could be
I
a good
I love
one.
When he travels with tantrums, you know that. It's hilarious. Yeah, like now, Kevin, just do it like that. He's like, like
Archie,
relax, man.
He's like a kid cleaning the room, just throwing the toys around.
Don't want that dinner.
I'm running away.
Going up there, fucking stop! Fucking god, stop!
Yeah, that is now
the show. Don't put me fist up to the door and all. There's no one there. Screaming into me pillow. Talking from experience.
Oh, it's funny because everyone will get that.
Yeah,
everyone will get that. All right, Bladen. Threatened to run away, played a million times, boys.
I threatened to run away before, and I remember no one tried to stop me, and I remember thinking, oh, fucking well, and then I'm like, where are you going to go, you dick?
Yeah, where?
Like, where? I just stayed out later than usual, you know what I mean?
But then an hour later.
Yeah.
They just missed me.
But yeah, that's a good show.
Like, I like areas of Dublin based on aggression, fashion sense,
collecting ability.
Aggression, yeah. Like, where's the angriest? You get me? So, if like Sheriff Street is like 96 on it, yeah. You buy the top trumps when you come to Dublin as a tourist. You go, right, avoid Sheriff. Aggression in Port Marnock is about 4.
-4.
You lads take a juice for you. Relax, they're all right though. Where else, boys?
No, what else?
Oh, right. Aggression, collecting,
fashion
sense.
Yeah, vocab.
Yeah, well,
do you like that?
Yeah,
so we go vocab, yeah.
Like, I know, like, if I couldn't hear the accent and you got someone to say sentences, you'd know they're a town.
Yeah.
By like Flandre and stuff like that.
That's very town specific.
No, people say things like chats for the runners.
Yeah.
And
But even like...
La. People are starting to say la now.
Yeah, that came from Liverpool, I think, though.
Yeah, but like people in Coolock say, yeah. Get it, la. Go on, la. Yeah, let them know, la. And you're like, no, mate. But that's how you know someone's from Coolock.
Yeah, that is. I'd agree with that. I'd get that.
So that's what I mean. And so that's why Coolock's vocab will be...
Slang words for words.
Yeah, Coolock will be like down in the teens in terms of vocab. What else, Alan? Give us another one. Gentrification.
Stony Batter is 99.
Yeah.
Off the charts.
Okay, so you're picking...
Areas of Dublin.
I think you've got two good ones there.
Yeah, they're a good show, aren't they?
Yeah.
And we teamed up on that one.
You did. That was nice.
Give
to
straight back to McGinty. There you go.
Yeah.
He'll assist you.
Sometimes I do feel bad when he comes with a great question and we don't answer
yeah,
it well. And I'm like, mate,
though,
you deserve better.
But see, even that day, like on another day, we'll be like, oh, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Like, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Sometimes you
get like, I don't know, fucking Donald Trump cards.
Graham wants to know, is it bad luck to open a pack of crisps or sweets from the bottom?
Yeah, play Graham.
Let me finish.
I really like
let
him.
Let me
bro.
Finish.
I like him.
A friend of mine does this all the time because they say it means you get all the flavour which has fallen to the bottom of the bag.
Yeah.
But I feel like someone once told me this is bad luck.
No, I don't believe in the luck kind of thing yet, but I like his idea. Like, I hope that gets around, that people think if you open the front, it's not more agitating, but it makes so much sense, boys, to flavour all at the bottom, doesn't it? But I'm with him. Graham, I'm with you on that, pal. Don't be opening your crisps upside down, boys.
We only the same. I'm with him.
No, but no, we said if it's bad luck, do you get me?
Right.
So I hope it's...
I hope this gets around, and then you're like, don't do it. What? So what do you want? Do you or do you not want people to open them upside down?
I hope it gets around that people think it's bad luck to open them upside down, so they don't.
Right.
Because it sends me west.
Right. But for the effect...
I get it.
And the experience of having a packet of crisps.
Stuck in two minds on it, you get me?
Yeah, I know it's, someone that does it with jellies.
What's that called, Owen? Conflict. You're looking at something.
What? You're looking at something?
If it doesn't look right.
He put his two fists together and then separated them.
Yeah.
Like, that was me opening a bag of crisps. Yeah, I forgot it. It's a word in like fucking design if you're looking at something.
Contrast?
Aesthetically?
Aesthetically, I think.
Maybe.
It's aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, he's right. He's on. Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
A nice educated fella. It looks like he has a polo on sitting over there, doesn't it? Oh, a turtleneck, sorry. Yeah. A turtleneck from this angle.
I had it zipped all the way down earlier. And it was
now it's zipped all the way up. He looks like he's going to announce a new iPhone. When he stands up, he looks like he's going to snatch the new iPhone.
We're trying to break stereotypes in this podcast. And he says something like that.
I'm allowed. I think I have an allowance to do it.
Yeah.
Well, I know someone who does that, the upside down thing with jellies. Because all the sugar's at the bottom there. On the top then, sorry.
Yeah, it's a bit educated as well.
Isn't it?
See, if they just filled the fucking bags, the flavour would be everywhere. Did you ever open a pack of the King Boys and there's four crisps in it?
Yeah.
Did you ever do that on?
Yeah. Do you know how great at doing that? I don't think I've ever paid for a packet because they cost a fortune. O'Donnell's. They're just a big bagger there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a Whopper though. They're the poshest of crisps.
Do you know what you get? The most value for money in crisps, boys, is their toy rings, onion rings.
Yeah.
They're always jammed, boys. And they're banging, boy.
Do you know what else I eat as well? Sensations. Do you have a nice bag of Walker Sensations?
They burn the face off. You have to know many of them.
Oh, you love that.
Love that. Get me on.
I do.
Spicy.
You know what we need to start doing? Ranking crisps.
Rings is number one for me, I'd say, probably. Or hair, do you know what I like? A brown hula hoop.
Man, do you know what else is Whopper, boys? And I know that it's like eating cardboard Pringles. Like, I'd imagine they'd...
Okay.
I'm just saying now.
Right, there's a ban on crisps. There's a ban on animals. Come on, let's go. Let's get the list going.
Do you want a question?
Go on.
One more for you from Liam.
You say Liam.
Liam. Liam says he's only started listening in the last few months. Flat out listening to the bonus episodes.
Yeah, people love the bonus, don't they?
Welcome along, Liam.
Liam asks, would you rather every time you sit down, your arse is glued to the chair for an hour, or every time you stand up from a chair, your legs don't work for 10 minutes? So every time you sit down, you're stuck there for 1 hour. Every time you stand up,
I'd rather the stand up one, because I think you can walk that better. So, for example, if you're on a bus, you stand up 10 minutes before your stop comes.
Yeah, but I have a situation for you. So hang on. Legs into your gaff.
Right, hang on. So, does that... But imagine you are sitting down. Come in to sit in the studio or something, or you come in to talk to someone and you sit down in a cafe, you only go for a coffee or whatever, and you have to sit there for a whole hour. Do you know what I mean? No matter where you're at or what you're doing, you have to sit there for an hour.
I'm not saying any of them are pleasing, but I am saying if someone gets into the gaff...
What's the odds on someone getting in?
And you go up to do something and you just stick.
You start throwing hands.
It says chair specifically, though. You don't sleep in it. Well, maybe you do. Most people don't sleep in a chair.
No, I don't, bro. Yeah, your neck like a... Could you ever fall asleep on the sofa, boys?
If you just have a couch, do you have to... Does that... You're free then? At home, anyway?
Oh, no.
I would imagine he means sitting anywhere.
Mm,
he says chair.
But to me, I'm like, you can factor it in. So, like, if you have to go somewhere at 2 o'clock, get up at 10 to 2. You know what I'm trying to say? You can factor that in better, and it's only 10 minutes. I get what you're saying, but the odds of someone breaking into your gaff... Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
Something's at happening. Quick, you jump up and you forget.
You can't leave then, yeah.
10 minutes is going to feel like a lifetime, man.
But Rob, something's at the happening and you're stuck in a chair. I'm sorry, mate, I have another 50 minutes.
I only sat down 10 minutes ago, Pat.
Yeah, 50 more minutes. I don't care if the graph is on fire.
Yeah.
Hook the sofa out the window.
Just give him CPR. 28.
Hooking the sofa out the window, you sitting on it still.
Yeah. I'm the middle of Stony Batter on the shelf, winking at people.
That'd become trendy on Stony Batter. If you were on the street, sitting on a sofa, everyone else would have their phones around the street with you, watch. People watching the bleeding match and all.
I think they're all legends anyways.
Don't be slagging my neighbours.
Honest to God, man.
But yeah, I take the 10 minutes. The 10 minutes, yeah.
I'm going to go 10 minutes as well. Yeah, that's the end of Talking More Bollocks. Send any questions, dilemmas, controversies, conspiracies or anything like that to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. Take us out, Owen. I'm nodding my own head while I'm doing that as well, Owen. Don't do that. Just send us stuff to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. Take us out, Owen. Boom. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in the snow. Fill your body up in. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that, the hypnotic.